Psalm 6 is a great psalm that is a prayer in the time of sickness. In it, the psalmist cries out to the Lord in his suffering, and the Lord answers his prayer. It is a psalm that deals with a fervent prayer in times of suffering for the Lord to help. It begins in verse 1, Lanatseach bin ginot al hashaminit mizmor led David. For the leader, with the stringed instruments, on the sheminit, a psalm by David. Notice it's addressed to the leader, probably the choir director, and it's going to be put on stringed instruments, and the sheminit means eighth, and some have suggested that perhaps it looks at like a tone that might be an octave or an eighth lower in the way that the song is to be penned or sung, I should say. So having said that, Mizmor is just your noun that means song, le David, belonging to David. Notice the lamed preposition followed by the personal name David. And lamnatseach is just your participle, pl, from natsach. Notice the shava pathach, doubling of the middle radical, gives it away as a pl with the lamed prefix. So it would be for the leader with stringed instruments upon the eighth, a psalm of David. We begin then in verse 2. Adonai al be'apecha tochicheni ve'al ba'amatecha teyasureni. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger. Do not chasten me in your wrath. Notice we have the direct address in Adonai, followed by the negative particle al, meaning not, and then be'apecha. Be is the preposition in, af is the noun meaning anger, and we have the pronominal suffix in the cha, second masculine singular, put to that noun. So do not tochicheni, do not rebuke me in your anger. So he's praying as he's suffering, asking the Lord not to rebuke him, but to be patient and gracious with him. Yakach is the verb to rebuke, and notice it has a holam vav. Historically, the root would have been vakach, a pe-vav verb. And when we look at the holam vav, it comes from an A-class vowel under the tav and followed by the vav, tau, and that became actually a long O. So A-W, tau, became to, historically speaking. So it's a hifil, imperfect, second masculine singular from the root yakach, a previous vakach, a previous pe-vav root. And then notice the ni is your pronominal suffix, first person singular, attached to the verb. So do not rebuke me in your anger. Va'al ba'amatecha, notice, and in your wrath, do not, and here we have again another plea to the Lord, do not chasten me in your wrath. And notice, ba'al is the negative particle again, ba'amatecha is from Bahamatacha is from chama, meaning anger or wrath. Notice the ba is just your preposition with the A-class vowel underneath it, having been borrowed from the composite chate pathak under the chet. So do not in your wrath. Chamat comes from chama. And notice in construct with cha, we have the tav that's added here, followed by, again, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So do not in your wrath teyasereni. Do not chasten me. Notice, again, we have your shava followed by your pathak, your A vowel, so it's shava A, doubling of the middle radical. And then, notice, again, we're looking at a PL, imperfect, second masculine singular from the root yasar. And it's followed then by the pronominal suffix in the ni, first person singular, with the helping vowel tseri. So do not rebuke me. And that psalmic, again, had the doubling because it is in a PL form. Notice the psalmist is saying, O Lord, don't, please, rebuke me in your anger, and do not chasten me in your wrath. He seems to see that perhaps some of the suffering that he has had comes as a result of the Lord's chastening, and he wants the Lord to have mercy on him. And so he continues now to cry out in his suffering for the Lord's mercy and for the Lord's grace that would come to him. And so in verse 3, notice he says, Haneni Adonai ki umlal ani, Rafaeni Adonai ki nivhalu atzamai. And so we read it as, be gracious unto me, O Lord, for I languish away, for I am actually languishing in what I'm going through, or I am feeble. Notice the word translated feeble, umlal, is basically used here in an adjectival way, as an adjective. So, I am feeble, refa'eni, heal me, O Lord. For, and notice, he wants the Lord's healing, for he says, my bones literally are terrified. Notice as we look at what he's actually describing, our heart goes out to the pain that he must be going through. And so as we look at the grammar, notice he says, Haneni, this is from Hanan. It is an imperative, second masculine singular, and it is basically a PL imperative with the doubling of the nun, the middle radical. So be gracious is really what he's saying to me, and here we have the pronominal suffix in the Hirik Yod, O Lord, ki umlal ani, for I am feeble. And notice, again, we see the adjective umlal followed by the first person personal pronoun in the ani. And then he says, heal me, refa'eni, heal me, O Lord. And notice, Rafa means to heal. That is the root. Here we have the cow imperative, second masculine singular from Rafa, followed again by the pronominal suffix in the ni, the nun with the hirik yod. So heal me, O Lord, ki nivhalu, for my bones are terrified. My bones are to the point that I feel that I'm shaking with suffering and what I'm actually experiencing. Notice as we look at this, he's talking about his horrible plight that he is feeling, that he is in, and Nivhalu is from the root Baal, to be terrified, and it is a Nifal perfect third common plural from Baal, and then Epsom is the noun for bone, and here we have it in the plural with the pronominal suffix that is attached to a plural noun in the comets followed by the yod. So basically what he's saying is, I am feeble, O Lord, be gracious to me, and heal me, O Lord, for my bones are in a terrified position. I think he's looking at his sickness. It seems like his bones are torn with pain and suffering, and he wants the Lord to respond and bring healing to him. And so he goes on in the next verse, V'nafshi nivhala ma'od, v'ata Adonai ad matai. Notice as he continues, he says, my soul is terrified exceedingly. O Lord, how long? How long will it be? And you, I think he's addressing the Lord directly here, and you, O Lord, how long will it be that I continue to be in this state? Notice, as we look at this verse, ve is the conjunction and, followed by the noun nafshi. Notice nefesh, a double segulent noun, changes to nafsh, and then you add your pronominal suffix, first person singular in the E. Much like my king, Malki, is from Melech. And when it's in construct, it becomes Malki, like Melchizedek. And so here we have nefesh becoming nafsh, and then we add the E, the Hiddik Yod. So my soul is, or has been, and stands in a state of being terrified. My soul is sorely terrified, or exceedingly. Me'od is an adverb meaning exceedingly. And you, O Lord, how long? Notice that is just the conjunction, and ata is the personal pronoun, masculine singular, meaning you. And then we have the direct address to Yahweh. How you, and you, Yahweh, ad matai, how long? Notice, when we look at this phrase, ad matai, we have the interrogative adverb, matai, until how long, O Lord, will I have to be in this state, is what the psalmist is saying. And anyone who has suffered with agonizing pain can identify with the psalmist here. He's describing how he feels in his very being, in his very soul. And he's asking the Lord, how long will it be, Lord? Until when that this pain and this suffering will be alleviated, is really what he is praying for. And then notice in the next verse, he continues, Shuva Adonai Chalatza Nafshi Hoshieni Lema'an Chasdecha. Turn, O Lord. Actually, repent or turn. Or maybe we could render this, return, O Lord. Deliver, rescue my soul. Save me for the sake of your loyal love, or of your covenant loyalty or mercy. Notice, as we look at this, Shuvah is from the root shuv, meaning to turn or return or repent from the suffering that he's going through, change the mind about it, O Lord. And notice this is just your cow, imperative, second masculine, singular, and that ah makes it intensive. So return, O Lord, and rescue my soul. Chalatza is from the root chalatz, which means to rescue or to save. And notice it's a PL, imperative, second masculine singular, from the root chalatz. The pathak followed by the doubling of the lamed indicates a PL form. So, and the ah is just intensive. So rescue my soul. And notice nafshi, again, is from nefesh, and it becomes nafshi in a construct form with the pronominal suffix, first person singular in the e. So rescue my soul, hoshieni, which is save me for the sake of your loyal love. Notice hoshieni, save me for your mercy's sake or for your loyal love. The verb here, hoshieni, is from the root yasha, meaning to say. This is where we get the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua, from this same root, for he is our Savior. Notice this was a pe-vav root, and under the hay, we had an a vowel that changed to a holam vav, from how to ho. And it is with that pattern, that A-W changing to O, we're looking at a hifil, imperative, second masculine singular, from the root yasha, followed again by the pronominal suffix in the nun hirik yod. So save me for the sake of, here we have the preposition, lema'an, for the sake of, chasdecha, your loyal love. Chasdecha is from the, it's a noun from chesed, and chesed becomes chast in construct with cha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So notice the psalmist is asking the Lord to turn to him, return and help me, deliver my soul, save me, and it's because for the sake of your mercy, of your loyal love. So he's pleading out to the Lord to show mercy upon him and rescue him. How times we've had the same experience, crying out for the Lord to help us, to deliver us from the pain of suffering. And then he goes on, Ki ein b'mavat zikrecha, b'shol mi yodeh lecha, or mi yodeh lach. Notice as he goes on, for in death there is no remembrance. There is no, literally, in death, a remembrance of you. I can't think about you when I die. In Sheol, who will give thanks to you? Who will praise you? Notice as we look at this verse, he wants the Lord to rescue him from death. He says, for, ki, here we have the conjunction, ein, the negative particle here, there is not in death, in the death, notice we have the bait, in the preposition followed by the definite article in the pathot, and mavet means death. So in death, literally the death, meaning the death that I could go through if I'm not helped, zekrecha, or zekrecha, there's no remembrance of you. Notice again, we have the noun, Zachar, or Zecher, followed by the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. And what he's really saying is, if death comes, I can't remember you in death. I'll just be forgotten. And I'll be left in the underworld, in Sheol, without a way to respond to you. Only in life I can respond to you. And he repeats it, Bishol mi yodeh lak. In Sheol, who will praise you? Notice the preposition beh again, followed by the noun Sheol. Sheol was the underworld in which the Hebrew Bible speaks of the body and soul going into this, almost like we could say, oblivious existence, a flu-like existence. They become part of the Rephaim ones, part of the weak ones. And so there, you don't know about what's going on upon the earth and who is going to praise you. Death seems to be the end of this kind of praise that I can bring, so save me from it, the psalmist is saying. Here we have the interrogative pronoun me, followed by the cal active participle in yodeh. Yodeh is from yada, meaning to praise. And here with that holim vav, that oval, followed by the sigol, we're looking at a participial form, cal active participle from yada. And lak is your preposition, followed by the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular, you. But you know, when we look at this, as Christians today, we have a revelation that is so wonderful in that Jesus Christ said to the thief on the cross, when he said, "Remember me, Lord, when you enter into your kingdom." And he said, "Today you shall be with me in paradise." Paradise was God's presence. And so, what a different change because of Christ and what he's accomplished. I believe the righteous always went to paradise, but it wasn't revealed until Jesus revealed it to the one that believed on him on the cross. And I'm also reminded of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And so we can continue to praise him, the New Testament says, even after death. Where at this point, what he's saying is, I can't do it on earth anymore. It's gone. Praise the Lord for the resurrection of Jesus Christ that enables us to praise him here and then in even to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord in praising him as well. In the next verse, he continues, Yagati be'anchati asech becholayla mitati bedimati arsi amseh. Notice, as we look at this verse, this next verse, he goes on to say in a very painful way again what he's going through. He said, I am weary with my groanings, or my groaning. Every night, all night long, every night, I make my bed to swim. Swimming here with, no doubt, his tears. With my tears, I melt my couch. Notice as we look at this verse, verse 7, he's describing his tears, his crying, how it's melting even onto his bed. And so as we look at each word and try to understand it, notice the first one is from the root yaga, meaning to grow weary. It is a cal perfect, first common singular from yaga. And then with is just your preposition. This is followed then, anaha, by the noun a groaning. That's what it's from. And anaha becomes anchati, when we add the pronominal suffix first common singular in the Hirikyot. So, I groan, or I grow weary in my groaning. And then he says, I cause to swim my bed all night long, or my couch. Notice, ashe is from the root sacha, meaning to swim. And what we have here is a causative stem with the A vowel under the aleph, followed by the segol under the chet. So I cause to swim in all night, or during the whole night. And notice from, I am causing my bed to swim throughout all the night. And notice mimati is from, it's a noun from the, it is mita, and mita becomes mitat in construct with the hirik yod here, the pronominal suffix first common singular. So I water at night my bed, and with my tears, bedim ati. Dimati is from dima, the noun meaning tears. Again, we add at, the pronominal, or put it in construct with e, with the final ending a, dim a becoming dim ati. So with my tears, and this is what we call a collective singular. It's singular, but it's collective. So we would render it with my tears, my couch, I cause to melt. And notice, arsi is from the noun eris, a double segulate noun meaning couch, and it becomes aris again in construct with the hirigyod, first common singular, my. So my couch, I cause to melt. Notice, amse is from the root masas. It's a double ayin root with the doubling of the samik. So I cause to melt. Here we have an a vowel followed by a segol. So we're clearly looking at a hifil stem with that vowel pattern. So what he's really saying is, all night long, I'm in tears. I'm crying because of my suffering. And I'm weary with my groaning. I need your help, Lord. Please, hear my plea. Please, hear my petition. And then he continues, Ashasha mekahas eini. Atika behod sorarai. And he discusses how his eye has become dimmed because of his vexation. And then, in every way, he seems to say, I'm growing old with all of my adversaries, or because of all of my adversaries. Notice, ashasha is from the root ashash, meaning to waste away. So I am wasting away in my flesh, in my soul, from grief, from vexation. The mem here was min, and the nun was assimilated by the kaf, and ka'as means vexation or grief. So, my eye wastes away from grief, from vexation. Atika behod sorarai. I grow old. It has grown old. Notice the atika is from atak, meaning to grow old. So it's sort of like his eye is hollow, and it's becoming dim. His sight, so to speak, is failing because of this suffering that he's going through. And so it has become old, speaking of his eye. This is a cow, perfect, third masculine singular from Atak. Because of all of my adversaries that just make it worse. Ba is the preposition in or with. Ho is the noun meaning the totality of, in construct with sororai, my adversaries. Notice sororai is from the root sarar, meaning to vex. And here, it is a participial form, a cow active participle, masculine singular with the whole involved, followed by the pronominal suffix in the pathak yod. So it grows old with all of those that are opposing me, harassing me, all of my adversaries. So his eye is becoming dim. It's wasting away. And those who are mocking him and laughing at him is saying, his even his eye, he can't see clearly. He's like it's sort of like he's growing old in his eyesight because of the pain that he is experiencing. And it's almost like his enemies are mocking him that he's suffering and the Lord has forgotten about him. This continues then in the next verses by describing how the Lord's going to answer his prayer. And so we continue, Suru memeni kol poelei aven, ki shema Adonai kol biki. Turn from me, or depart from me, all workers of iniquity, for the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping, or my crying. Notice, suru is from the noun, or excuse me, from the verb, meaning to turn. And so, sur, it's an imperative, second person plural, masculine plural, from the verb meaning to turn. So, turn from me. Notice the min and ni. The noon of the min has assimilated into the mem, causing a doggish forte. We have the sigol, the helping, I should say the en, the helping hinge, and then the pronominal suffix, first person singular. So turn from me, all workers of iniquity. Kol means all or total. And then notice, po'ale is from pa'al, those that do iniquity. Again, we have the cow active participle with the o vowel, and it's in the plural with the tseru yod in construct with aven, meaning iniquity. So turn from me, all workers of iniquity, for the conjunction ki, shema, the Lord has heard. Shema is just your cal perfect, third masculine singular, to hear the voice, kol, of my weeping. And bik yi is from the noun bechi, meaning to weep, and in construct it becomes bik. And then you have the yod with the hirik yod. So the bait, the kaf, the yod is in construct with the hirik yod. So meaning the voice of my weeping or of my crying. So the psalmist is telling them that the Lord has heard and he has responded. And so it's finishing on a note of praise. The Lord has heard the voice of my cry. And so depart from me, all of you who are mocking me and harassing me and who are working iniquity against me. The Lord has heard my plea and my prayer. This leads then to verse 10, where he continues, Shema Adonai Techinati, Adonai Tefilati Yekach. That is, the Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. The Lord, literally, my prayer will receive. And so he's concluding on this confident note that the Lord has heard him and is responding. This is ending this lament psalm with what we might call a declaration of praise to the Lord. Again, Shema is just your cow perfect, third masculine singular, from the root Shema, and then the word supplication is Techina, and Techina again becomes Techinat in construct with the pronominal suffix Hirik Yod, first person singular, E. And so the Lord has now heard my petition, or what I have brought to him, that supplication, and it's a supplication that he has responded to. And Adonai Tefilati Yikach, the Lord will take my prayer. Tefilati is from the noun, or Tefilatat, Tefilati, I should say, is from the noun Tefilah, and that's in construct with the at, Tefilat, and the pronominal suffix, again, first person singular, is the E. And so the Lord, my prayer, will receive. Yekach is from Yokach. The Lamed has assimilated into the Kof, causing a doubling of the Kof. So the Lord will receive my prayer. Notice the confident ending of the psalmist as he's coming to talk about how the Lord has heard him and he's going to respond. We then conclude this great psalm of prayer, lament, and thanksgiving, declaration of praise, with verse 11. Notice it reads, Yevoshu v'yibahalu ma'od kol oyevai yashuvu yevoshu raga. Notice, we would translate verse 11, and my enemies, all of my enemies, shall be ashamed and terrified, all of them. And then he says, they shall turn back and they shall be ashamed suddenly. Notice, yevoshu is the verb from yavash, meaning to be ashamed. And what we have here is a cow imperfect, third common plural, from, I should say, from bosh, or yavash, to be ashamed. The yod has elided, so we have a compensatory lengthening with the tseri. And so he says, let them be ashamed, all of my enemies. Or we could just translate it, all of my enemies will be ashamed and will be exceedingly terrified. This same verb is used that he has been describing of his own terror, being terrified. Now they're going to be terrified. And notice, ve is just your conjunction, and a simple conjunction, so we still keep it in the future at this point. It's not a vav conversive or a vav consecutive, but a simple vav conjunction. And all of my enemies shall be exceedingly, we could say, terrified, because God has rescued me, and they're going to face his judgment for all that they've done, I believe is the implication, and the mockery that they've given to him. Notice, yibahalu they shall be is from the root Baal. It is a Niphal imperfect, third masculine singular from the root Baal, with a plural, a common plural suffix. Notice as we look at this root, we have an IA vowel pattern with the doubling of the bait, which has assimilated the noon. So it was Vayin Bahalu, becoming Vayibahalu. Ma'od is an adverb meaning exceedingly, so that all of my enemies, Kol Oyevai. Oyev is a participle, coactive participle with the O vowel, followed by the pronominal suffix in the comet's yod, that is a plural, put on a plural participle here. So all of my enemies shall be terrified exceedingly. Yashuvu, notice Yashuvu would be, they shall be ashamed, they shall turn back. Yashuvu is from the root shuv, and it's just your cow, imperfect, third common plural from shuv. So they shall turn back from their mockery, and they shall be suddenly ashamed. Again, we have the cow imperfect, third common plural, in the verb meaning to be ashamed. And notice raga means suddenly. Here we have an adverb. They're going to be suddenly ashamed. So the psalmist concludes by saying, the Lord is going to judge them because they have attacked him in a wrong way. And they're now going to be judged by their actions. And in dismay and in suddenly, they're going to feel the pain of shame that will come upon them because of their mockery of him. What a beautiful psalm. It's a prayer in sickness. It looks at the Lord's deliverance of the psalmist. And he's gone through heavy times, but he trusts the Lord, and the Lord promises that he would deliver him. And I'm reminded, even though we walk in the valley of deep darkness, ki alek begeit sal mavet, lo irara ki ata imadi, I will not fear evil, for you are with me. And I'm also reminded in Romans chapter 8 that nothing can ever sever us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. What a beautiful psalm. A prayer in time of sickness that the Lord responds to and answers. And it concludes with a beautiful note of praise and adoration for the Lord's deliverance.